This is an update with Sister Spade, some of the top headlines. The Hezbollah resistance movement in Lebanon confirmed the martyrdom of the head of its executive council, Sayed Hashim Safieddine. In a statement, the Hezbollah stated, Sayed Hashim has now joined his brother, our most revered and beloved martyr. Hezbollah Secretary General Sayed Hassan Nasrallah, and they continued saying he was his brother, his right hand, his banner bearer, his trusted confidant in times of hardship, and his dependable companion during times of difficulty. As always, the resistance continues. Michael Rechtenwall, a former distinguished fellow at Hillsdale College and former professor of liberal studies at New York University, said US is the driving force behind the tragic events unfolding in Gaza. He also said that the American political class is under the control of US and Israeli Zionists. When will the American people learn about the Zionist control on their political system? An emergency pro-Palestine protest was held near the UK Prime Minister's residence. The British people demand that Keir Starmer negotiate an immediate ceasefire in Lebanon and Palestine. It's time for the Prime Minister to live up to his campaign promises, unless he lied about them. Microsoft tech giant has fired two employees because they organized a vigil to show solidarity with Palestinian people who are being killed by the Israelis in the Gaza Strip. Well, now it's confirmed where Microsoft stands. The Islamic Republic of Iran's Air Defense Force confirmed an Israeli attack in Tehran, Khuzestan, and Ilam. And they said that the attack was successfully repelled by Iran's forces. Yet another humiliating and pathetic failure Israel. And Iran once again has proved that it is always ready. This was a quick update with Sister Spade, wherever you are.
Wherever you are.